Mark 12, 30 and 31.
No, she wants 31. Verse, not read the other one.
Okay, that's fair.
Because I like that we need them all through something.
All right.
All right, I'll read 30. Can you read 31?
Sounds good.
Good enough. Get up there, Judy. Mark 30, at 12, 30, and 30.
And thou shalt love the Lord, thou God, with all thy heart.
With all thy heart.
And with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment.
Ruthie.
Okay, and the second is like, namely this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, and there's none other commandment greater than these.
Yep, my. What it is the Lord's wanting me to sort of to add on, buddy up with Adele's old sermon. All right. Well, all right. Why don't you just take us to the throne, Adele?
Now let her pray for us. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We're glad to be in your presence, Heavenly Father. We worship you above all, Father. We don't want to get in these strange doctrines. We want to put you first and put the love of God in our hearts that it may reach out to other people, Heavenly Father. We pray for those who believe differently, but Lord, mostly that people will believe your word and quit twisting it, you know, because there's a faith that they're not going to like the twisting your holy word. So, Lord, turn the preacher loose to do whatever that you see fit, Father. We're calling on you right now, Father, for your holy presence just to dominate this place. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Yep, Maya. And if you don't like the preaching tonight, take it up with Jesus. Because this ain't mine, honey. As Ruth will tell you, there ain't no outline up on the pulpit at all.
No,
this is all Holy Ghost tonight, and if you don't like what I feed you, take it up with God. He's probably been waiting to talk to you for a long time. That goes for whether you don't like my accent. That goes whether you don't like the way I can't see too good. The Scripture teaches something here tonight. And I think already God gave me a title, so I don't have to worry about Adele having a title for this message, because Holy Ghost already gave it one. A godly example. A godly example. I'm not talking about some hypocrite cult who says they got Jesus, ain't got nothing. I already started. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let me tell you something. You ain't got nothing if you ain't loving God the way He said to do it. Glory to God, Jesus. Let me tell you, he said the first and greatest commandment is to love the Lord God Himself. That's first. With all your heart. That means every bit of it. You don't hold none of it back because you want your sin. You, honey, you give it all to Jesus. All that sin and wickedness, you give it all to Him. Every bit of it. All your heart. All of it. But they don't want to give all. That word all is a cuss word to them, and it's only three letters, honey. But they don't want to give all. They just want to give some, that cuss word, you know. They want to give some, but not all. Let me tell you something. He said all, and I don't want them twisting the book, and I'm not going to twist the book for you, honey. Honey, the Bible says all. And God didn't stutter when He wrote it, and He wasn't talking Southern or Northern or Yankee or whatever you call it, you reprobate, you cult. He was talking to y'all, and He says, "You give all, y'all. Give it all, every bit of it. I don't care if you don't like my skin color or my inconvenience, honey. You got to love me anyway." Ruth, you want to read this real quick before I get going too far? No. That's coming, but I want you to read this here. Yeah, the letter. Just the poem portion of it. Just the poem portion of it. The story portion of it. You don't have to read the devotional. Just the. Yeah, that's all.
Hold on, darling. Okay, the letter. Ruth went to her mailbox. Let's not talk about me. Okay, and there was only one letter. She picked it up and looked at it before opening. But then she looked at the envelope again. There was no stamp, no postmark, only her name and address. She read the letter. Dear Ruth, I'm going to be in your neighborhood Saturday afternoon. I'd like to stop by for a visit. Love always, Jesus. Her hands were shaking as she placed the letter on the table. Why would the Lord want to visit me? I'm nobody special. I don't have anything to offer. With that thought, Ruth remembered her empty kitchen cabinet. Oh my goodness, I really don't have anything to offer. I'll have to run down to the store and buy something for dinner. She reached for her purse and counted out its contents. $5.40. Well, I can get some bread and cold cuts at least. She threw on her coat and hurried out the door. A loaf of French bread, a half pound of sliced turkey, and a carton of milk, leaving Ruth with a grand total of 12 cents to last her until Monday. Nonetheless, she felt good as she headed home, her meager offerings tucked under her arm. Hey, lady, can you help us, lady? Ruth had been so absorbed in her dinner plans, she hadn't even noticed two figures huddled in the alleyway, a man and a woman, both of them dressed in little more than thin rags. Look, lady, I ain't got a job, you know, and my wife and I have been living out here on the street, and, well, now I've been getting cold, and we're getting kind of hungry, and, well, if you could just help us, lady, we'd really appreciate it. Ruth looked at them both. They were dirty. They smelled bad. And, frankly, she was certain that they could get some kind of work if they really wanted to. Sir, I'd like to help you, but I'm a poor woman myself. All I have is a few cold cuts and some bread, and I'm having an important guest for dinner tonight, and I was planning on serving that to him. Yeah, well, okay, lady, I understand. Thanks anyway. The man put his arm around the woman's shoulders, turned and headed back into the alley. As she watched them leave, Ruth felt a familiar twinge in her heart. Sir, wait. The couple stopped and turned as she ran down the alley after them. Look, why don't you take this food? I'll figure out something else to serve my guests. She handed the man her grocery bag. Thank you, lady. Thank you very much. Yes, thank you. It was the man's wife, and Ruth could see now that she was shivering. You know, I've got another coat at home. Here, why don't you take this one? Ruth unbuttoned her jacket and slipped it over the woman's shoulders. Then, smiling, she turned and walked back to the street without her coat and with nothing to serve her guests. Thank you, lady. Thank you very much. Ruth was chilled by the time she reached her front door and worried, too. The Lord was coming to visit, and she didn't have anything to offer him. She fumbled through her purse for the door key. But as she did, she noticed another envelope in her mailbox. That's odd. A mailman doesn't usually come twice in one day. She took the envelope out of the box and opened it. Dear Ruth, it was so good to see you again. Thank you for the lovely meal. And thank you, too, for the beautiful coat. Love always, Jesus.
I like that. It's nice, though.
You might. Let's see. Let's go a little deeper. It ain't so much if Jesus would have came to her house in the form of those two people. What if Jesus would have came to her house totally? Would she been, like the song says, hiding away the magazines and all? Huh? But the fact is, she did her best. Let's see, there goes one further. There are brothers and sisters in the church. And the church has bought themselves a lie, thinking, well, helping though as you do unto others out of Matthew 25. They think it has to do with the whole world. And Eric believes that to almost he's ready to kill himself for it. But I have news for you. The fact is, he said, these my brethren. And then one time, Jesus asked the question, who are my mother and brethren? He looked over toward his disciples and looked toward the crowd and said, he that does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister. Love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul. Soul. Why did he bring that one up? If the grave is hell. But see, God says, love the Lord. Jesus is God, and I don't care what the cults teach. He says, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul. That means, you know, they teach that hell stuff that it ain't real. Well, why would Jesus preach twice as much on hell as he did heaven if it wasn't a real, literal place? Well, God wouldn't want, if he commanded in the Old Testament not to burn babies and children to Moloch in that place called Gehenna, Why would he want to send his own people that disobey him to hell? Well, buddy, you just don't know Jesus well enough, do you? You just want to keep in your own sin, whatever it is, honey, that you're into. You just want your sin more than Jesus. But you're supposed to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Ooh, now we're really getting deep. Not only just enough with your soul, but you got to keep this mind. Remember that song, If Jesus Come to Your House? What are you feeding your mind with? You got the pornography magazines laying out there instead of a Bible? Huh? You got the, Bible? Yeah, it's right, it's a Bible. Get the Bible out on the table, boys. And that's why you won't get it straight away from God's Word. Then there's those that put out that, Alabama and all the rest of them groups, and half of them talk about drinking and smoking and all the rest of it rather than talking about Jesus. Yeah, there's some good secular songs, but there's far and few in between. Even the truck driving music I used to listen to, you had to rethink it. From talking about breaking the law and speeding and doing everything that was illegal. No, the truth is, you got to be for Jesus 100% or the devil 100%. You can't be on a fence post, cult. Love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. The question was once asked in a sermon long ago called God First. Have you loved him till you're W-E-A-K, weak? Not 7 days weak. We're talking about weak without strength. Y'all think I forget sermons, honey. It ain't that I had to hear them four times dubbing it. It's, honey, I got news for you. I listen to the truth. Were you ever weak serving the Lord? I mean, would you zap to your strength? I know what it's like on some Sundays, get home after done here, come home, I'm ready to zonk right there. I mean, snow shoveling's nothing compared to this. We're talking real, because there's a spiritual battle going on while you're up there with the Holy Ghost and the devil's trying to stop every bit of it. And you seen that just a few minutes ago. Dumb old tape didn't want to work. I had to go over there and give it a whack in the Holy Ghost. Here, you take this, buddy. And it did. It worked. So I'm happy and thank you, Lord, for helping me out. All right. But anyways, we got a free will. He said you should do it, but and you must do it. But the fact is, you got that free will. If you choose to go on to the devil, honey, you're going to have to go on your own. And then it says, the second commandment is just like it. Why? Because they buddy up together, just like what we're going to do tonight. It's what the Holy Ghost wanted done tonight. We're buddying up again. It's called a tag team sermon. It's where two preachers buddy up and they preach a sermon that God gives them. They may be the same, and usually they are. They tie right in one with another. It says, love your neighbor as yourself. Honey, let me tell you something. You're not loving your neighbor slinking up on him. You ain't loving your neighbor writing nasty letters. You ain't loving your neighbor treating him like a slave. You ain't loving your neighbor talk good to his face and talk evil behind his back. You ain't loving your neighbor when you don't like his smell. You ain't loving your neighbor when you don't like his accent. Well, honey, I don't care what you think. I'm going to talk any way I'll please. I'm just going to serve Jesus anyhow. Let me put it this way. God didn't just create Yankees with a certain skin color, honey. Let me tell you something. You want to know something? You're going to have to be honorary Southerner up there, so you might as well warm up down here. Have to warm up down here, y'all. Let me tell you, I'm just sick of these folks. They say they love Jesus, but they don't have the evidence by their fruits. Ye shall know them. Hello? And by the fruits, you're going to know what kind of rotten reprobate they really are. One minute they're talking, oh, I love Jesus, and I'm not going to get married because I'm married up to Jesus. Yeah, right, but the next minute you're over there trying to con somebody, give them the hardest job to do that you wouldn't yourself do for the price you pay them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll slave you into labor. Oh, here, I'll give you this. And you... You know, if Jesus had done the work for him and they gave him that much, Jesus would look at him and say, "Is that all you love me?" You know, they ought to think about that one. If Jesus done the work for him, well, you know what? I hate to tell them. If a child of God was the one who did the work for you and you treated him like a slave and gave him only but pennies on a dollar and you didn't even pay him but $1.50 an hour, let me tell you something. You did it to Jesus and you're going to have to answer for it. Hello. Because he says, you're supposed to love me. Love me with all your heart. Where's your heart? In your wallet? Is that where your heart is? Stuck inside of a wallet with your billfold in there? Inside that purse? The love of that money. When you loving that money more than Jesus, that's the root of all evil. It ain't the money that's evil, because money's neither evil nor good. It's whether you love it. It's where your heart is. You can't serve two masters. You can't serve two masters. You're going to love one or hate the other. You're going to cleave to one or despise the other. You can't serve God in money. I got news for Esther Holiday. You can preach all the money messages you want. You want the benefits of the Lord, Deanna Hughes. There's only one way you're going to get them, is if you're serving Jesus. And I don't care what your neighbor looks like. If your neighbor looks like Frankenstein himself, if you ain't loving him, you're in trouble. Let me tell you something. My neighbors down the street, I ain't said a word about them. Now, if they want to talk evil of me, if my neighbors want to talk evil of me, they go right ahead. But I haven't talked evil of them. They want to write nasty letters to me, honey, send them on. Because I didn't write them to you. You want to talk evil of me, honey? Let me tell you. Because later down the road, I'm telling you what's going to happen. God's going to bless me because many are the persecutions of the righteous. But God, you ready for this? But God, but I love that, but God. I love that, but God. But God shall deliver them out of Maul. You should love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and all your mind. You want to be a good godly example? Love your neighbor as yourself. That's not easy when he's treating you like a dog. Let me tell you something. It can be done. Let me tell you something. You can and you are able to do it if you choose to do it. Hello, Eric Martin. You can do it. You can serve God. And don't tell me it's so hard and I can't live up to it. You just didn't choose to live up to it. I'm telling you, living right ain't hard. Oh, it's not all. I'm not saying it's a bed of roses. It ain't a bed of roses when them bills are already stacked above your head and you can, and when you look up, all you see is bottom. I didn't say nothing about the top. What I'm saying, when you look up and all you see is bottom, it ain't easy. But I'm telling you what did Jesus say? Rejoice. Rejoice. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. And furthermore, he says, for as much as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same. Oh, thank you. We're going to preach, ain't we, John David? We're going to preach like that. Amen. That's right. We're going to preach about the truth. I don't care about it. I don't care what anyone thinks of me. I don't care what they think I look like. But, honey, I got news for y'all. Bless God. I got Jesus. And that's all I need. You know, they don't want Jesus. They don't want to love him like he said. They don't want to love him and get their heart into loving him all the way. All they want to do is just say, oh, I don't love Jesus at all. Well, I got news for you. There's only one God in heaven that I care about. His name is Jesus. He said, love the Lord with all your heart. It's not easy sometimes. And all your strength and all your soul and all your mind. And then to love your neighbor as yourself, especially when he's an old drunken reprobate, doesn't care about anything but himself. Every time you turn around, here he is saying he's a Christian and he treats you more like a dog and a slave. It's not easy. Yeah, amen. It's not easy. I don't care what anyone thinks. It ain't easy. But I'm telling you what, it can be done. You say, oh, I want the blessings and benefits of the Lord. You know how you get them? You buddy up with Jesus. You buddy up. Amen? Love the Lord. Love, 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 love. That's all there is to it. Just love the Lord. Love the Lord Jesus. Just kiss up to Jesus. That's the best way to kiss up to. Amen, amen, amen.
Oh, I'm telling you, you've heard about the love of God, haven't you? Oh, God wants to ask you now, do you have it in your heart? Do you have that love of God in your heart? Now, on the other side of that, I'm going to tell you something. You have to have a little faith, and faith, I'm going to tell you something. If you don't have faith, and if you don't do the love of God, oh, I'm telling you, have you seen your brother or your sister? Are they in need? Oh, love God, and let that faith take you down the street to wherever they are. Oh, feed them. Do whatever you have to do for them. Yes, indeed, the love of God. You got to love him with all your soul and all your strength and all your might. Oh, yes, Jesus. The faith without works is dead. Have you despised the poor? I'm going to tell you, I know somebody with many needs in their life, but there's not been one Christian that went by that house and asked, what do you have need of? Nobody wants to supply that need. Where's the love of God that you claim that you have? You don't have the love of God unless that faith walks you down the street or wherever you have to go. Does your brother need help? Or have you despised him? It says that God has chosen, over in the book of James, it said that God has chosen the poor of this world. And you know what? They're rich in faith. They're rich in faith. They're rich in faith. Think about it. Think about it a minute. If you have need, if you have a need, where is your faith? It's not on somebody who's never come your way and asked if you needed some help now, is it? Your faith is in God. And you know what else it says? You know what else it says?
Come on, preach it.
Well, you know what else it says? Hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom? Which he hath promised to them that love him. Don't faith and love kind of go together? I've heard that over there in the Corinthians, you know, the first Corinthians and that first 13th. Yeah. Oh, and I wondered about that for a while. Well, you can have all of this and you can do all of that. But you didn't have the love of God. Maybe you're putting on a little bit of a show. Yeah. You know what? You can't put on no show with God. There is no show and no games with him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There is no show and there is no games with him. I'll tell you what, everything is going to be uncovered. Every little sin. Yeah. You might think it's a little sin. But I'm telling you, God knows where you stand this night. He knows where you stand. Hallelujah, he knows where you stand. Have that love of God. But have you despised the poor? Have you despised the poor? Go feed them. Go feed them. Church, are you right with God? All over Ashtabula, I'm not just talking to our little group. All over the town. As many Christians as there claim to be in this town. Should there be that many needy?
Come on.
Faith without works is dead. How could you say that you've got the love of God in you and not supply the needs of your brother or sister?
Thank you.
godly example. A good godly example is someone who's going to serve Jesus all the way he said to serve him. Ruthie, let's all stand. And Ruthie, you want to close us in prayer? And also remember to pray for the grub on this Christmas day. Amen?
Yeah, we got all kinds of fattening goodies out
there. Dear precious Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord, for your presence tonight, and thank you for all you've done for us. We love you, and be with us as we go and eat too much, probably. But we thank you for the food that you've given us and all our fellowship together. And who knows, maybe it won't be too long. Your Jesus will be coming after us soon. We love you, Lord. Amen.